Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, David. Or Kenny. Sorry, I just looked up and it wasn't. Decidedly not David. Right, David's back now. Ticket text. Lions, Commanders, level of concern, 1 through 5. We gave you the parameters. And again, what's on the menu? If you're doing this thing solo, maybe you're like Rico. Maybe you're too nervous to eat. I don't know.
My concern is high. Casinos have a lot to lose with the Lions winning the Super Bowl. I think there's... There's conspiracies out there. That is Mike from Lake Orion.
He's doing the whole liability thing. Like, what does the book need? Not a book needs the Commanders. Everybody and their mother's betting the Lions.
Confident, but not cocky. We can win and probably should, but a loss wouldn't surprise me. So, 3-ish. Go Lions. Love the show. Thank goodness for streaming. This is Jordan from Wichita, Kansas.
Yes, and don't forget the YouTube, which is, you know, well, thanks, John Jordan. And Evan. Where's he from? Wichita?
Yeah. Wichita, Kansas. Yes.
Jesus.
I've never been there,
have you?
No.
I don't think we want to be there. It just middle of nowhere.
Right? I've heard it's desolate.
I drove through Kansas to get to Iowa, but yeah.
Which is another place you don't really want to be.
Corn.
Is Iowa.
That's true.
Once you see one stalk of corn, you've seen them all.
I give it a 3. Close home wins against the Bears and Packers give just a little bit of worry for me. Plus, Washington is better than those two teams, Mike and Royal Oak.
Yeah, but I will say this. There is a chance in a playoff game that, candidly, the Commanders probably shouldn't be in. If not for a Baker Mayfield fumbled exchange, which was complete nonsense, they probably go home, right? It is a rookie quarterback. There is a pathway, and I've said this to Cookies. Is there a pathway to the Lions hitting this team with a garbage can? Of course there is. But I don't think you can predict it. I think the fourth down volatility, that's a part of it. I think it's a rookie quarterback. Look, I admit this. Rico and I have a bias is that we think Jaden Daniels is not necessarily a rookie anymore. But in this moment, in this environment, this might be too big for him. And he might. I don't know. I don't want to say like you're chasing a ghost or something, but he might do some things that are out of character. And if that happens, oh no, then there's a chance it could be gross.
See, I think you would have a better advantage if you actually played this game outside and let the weather dictate. Because the crowd, if all of a sudden they score, you're not cheering this loud. Let's just be real.
I think these people are going to cheer their eyeballs out.
No. Initially, yes, they will. But if things start going the other way,
Now look, it's a top 6 rushing attack versus a bottom 3 rush defense. That has to be the spinal cord of what the Lions are doing here.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be. The problem for the Commanders, they don't have the running game to lean on. You can piecemeal it together, but they don't. They hand it off a ton and it just goes nowhere.
Right. Their running game is their quarterback. You limit him to less than 30 yards, you're good.
There is no way the Lions lose this game. We play a C-minus football, and we still win by 10 points. Washington will not be able to stop anything.
I disagree to that, but you know what? What do I know?
I dare you to play a C-minus game. I don't think you recognize what that looks like. You know what C-minus looks like? The Buffalo game. Go ahead and roll that tape out there in a playoff game. No, you're right. Let me know how that goes.
You're right. That was the Buffalo game.
You want to say a B-minus? I can listen to it. C-minus. Come on now. Jesus. No.
It's a couple menu ideas for some people from Fowlerville. Guy says, we get together with a couple families, kids, Lions game, a smoking a brisket, artesian mac and cheese, coleslaw, and collard greens, and snacks.
Look, it sounds fabulous, but I have no desire to be operating a smoker in this weather. I take a nice 3 months off. I can't justify it. Bro, it's too cold. I can't be messing with it.
You know what? I'm with you, and there's a local restaurant that does a great job with a brisket, and you don't have to work 15 hours.
In the cold, yeah.
Just go pick it up and eat it. I mean, seriously, I was like, it's a
definition of work smarter, not harder.
Right. Like, this is actually pretty good.
About 9 months of the year, I'd be all in for what they're talking about.
That's too much work.
I ain't doing that in December, January, February.
Too much work to throw a no-hitter. Because a one-hitter means you made a hockey puck.
Yeah, correct.
I shut it down after I smoked a prime rib Christmas Day. That was it. And now we're going to be done for about 60 to 90 days.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Making a big batch of habanero chili for the family to go with my brother-in-law's classic smoked mac and cheese. Listen, let's go Lions.
It sounds great. You can invite Rico. If I ate that, I would die. Dude, chili's just too damn spicy. Really? It just hurts my stomach.
His is habanero chili.
Yeah, so, man. They make sweet chili, which I don't recommend.
What part of habanero is sweet?
Yeah, no, I said, this one was habanero chili.
He's making Kiss the Sky chili.
That's the sweet chili pepper. You're fine.
Bro. Okay. That's great.
That's not a ghost pepper. It's just a habanero.
Bro, I'm just telling you.
Chili,
and it's highly acidic. It's not good for my vocal cords. It's just that's a mess. That chili's delicious.
You're fine. You got Stop a short me. Show on Monday. There you go. Your
oh, perfect. Perfect, Kenny.
And take the habanero chili, put it on the hot dog. There you go.
No, absolutely not. David, go
Marlon
ahead.
In Wall Lake says, fellas, I'm doing it big when it comes to the Lions game. Okay, we got sub tray, 50 wings, taco salad, shrimp cocktail, pizza, sliders, brownies, cake, chocolate cream pie with unlimited amount of drinks.
In on that.
Wish you guys could come.
That's a Super Bowl party.
That is.
For the divisional round.
Man, what are you doing next week?
That is tremendous. Tremendous.
That's crazy. Good for him, though. Good for him.
See, if the Lions win this weekend, next weekend, I know I can commission Big G. He can do the Stromboli. His specialty, I'm telling you, his garbage bread is unbelievable.
What's the garbage bread?
Like the Stromboli garbage. Like you take like a pound of dough and like roll it out like you're going to make a pizza, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you put your ingredients inside of it and then you roll it. You tuck the edges, you roll it, brush it with egg wash over the top, and then bake it.
Oh.
So it's dude.
So it's a baked pizza.
Kind of. Yeah, I'll live with it. Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to be funny.
I'm good with it. But
you just pull it apart and probably dip it in the
always,
sauce.
That was always a signature as a kid for a big game for the Giants. Like my mom and dad would make that. But like my dad is still, I tell you who's gotten good at it is Rip.
Really?
Yeah, he might be a Swede or whatever the hell he is. But we let him make garbage bread or a Stromboli, whatever. We always called it garbage bread. You can put whatever you want.
Same thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like if Kenny wanted a Coney garbage bread, you could make that. Zero slander. It can be done. If you wanted to make one that was like chicken parm, like you can do that. Or you can just do pepperoni and cheese, whatever. It's not hard. You just got to care. It's one of those things that's like, it's a pain in the ass, but it ain't difficult, if that makes any sense. But if you're a Lion fan, yeah, easy to do.
You asked about pizza earlier. Someone had texted in. He works there. He says, I work at a pizza place. Didn't request the day off, but I got it somehow. It's going to be wild there tomorrow.
My guess would be if you're ordering pizza tomorrow, that's got to be at least 2 hours in advance. A Saturday night Lions home playoff game in the dead of winter.
Next, yeah, that's crazy.
Dude, I'll tell you, next week for the NFC Championship game, they may need to call in the Army Reserves to operate pizza ovens.
You're making a lot of dough early in the morning.
Correct. Someone says, I'm having pizza, Cheerios, and beef jerky.
Wait, what?
That's what they said you're having for the game tomorrow.
Maybe that's the lucky menu for them.
Yeah.
Possibly. Or you could do this. Adam says he's having a slow cooker pulled pork sandwich with pickles, cornbread, and Guinness.
Yeah. You know what? I did, this was for, what was it? Was it Lions Vikings I did this? There's a great way you can do a braised beef, but you use Dr. Pepper. And then there's a barbecue company I like. They make a cherry rub. So you use that and you braise it in Dr. Pepper. I use Diet Dr. Pepper just because you don't need all that sugar. That's, you know, diabetes. But like, dude, it comes out great. You make a barbecue sandwich, crispy onions on the top, pickles. Great football food. And it ain't terrible for you if you trim up your chuck roast. You're good. It's not like egregiously bad. Now I'm hungry. This is a bad thing.
Well, you might not be after this one. Oh. Doing it big, fellas. Ordering 3 pounds of the best deep-fried chicken gizzards that you ever have. Don't think you're hungry anymore.
Nope. That, you know what that is? That's that mid-Michigan stuff. There's a gizzard city up there. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, at Michigan State, some of the tailgates around us, they'd rock with that garbage. It's like Gizzard City, and it's like in Potterville or something.
That sounds like some Deep South stuff that I do not participate in.
No, I'm out on that.
Yeah, this is it.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy 3. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Whether you want to
bye, bye, bye.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.